Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremble of cold, the feminine adversary reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
And wouldn't you know it, just as we're going to start the show, my Facebook decides to go poop, and it goes poop, and it's poop, poop-a-da-poop-a-da-poop, poop. That's what that does. It goes poop. Facebook, why do you be that way? Oh well, we have this special button that calls, bite me, because I like hit it with a stick, because that's what I do with things that go like poop like that. But that was actually not even close to the preamble I was going to start with this show. I will start again. Hi, world. How's it going? I hope you're all feeling well, enjoined to a happy, fulfilling life, a rewarding level of interaction with existence that is compared with any other particular perspective that you might even become close to connected to. Because we have a special guest this evening, a friend who we've known for a long time and has come on to play a practical joke on everyone, because that's what life's all about. Right, Greg?
Now, see, this is where the curveball comes in.
Curveball.
Because I don't know if just the fact that I'm speaking is the prank or not.
What's a prank?
It's a thing you do on the April Fool's Day, which is today, the April 1st. You do a trick, a prank, a Loki. You hit somebody with a Loki.
A Loki?
You hit him with a Loki.
What about the high key? A Loki? Do you like go for the knees? Like cap
them? Yes, or worse.
Ooh, you go for the devil monkey.
You go for the trinad, yeah.
Ooh, that sounds sparkly, nasty, nasty, not so good.
Yeah. So it's I don't know whether, like I said, my very voice back on this network again, on one of its most popular shows, which I am very attached to, is worthy of a prank itself.
Seriously, but do you remember that prank we pulled on EW there, like a couple years ago?
I remember a couple pranks we've pulled on EW.
What was the most bestest one that you remembered?
I remember when we told him, because he has different kinks and pops and crackles, you know, with the old vertebrae and stuff. Remember we told him we could help him out, and you tied his wrist to, we were in the hallway of the TMV Cafe building, and you tied his wrist to one door, and I tied his ankles to another. And he was just like a human hammock. And then at the same time, you push the one door shut, and I like ninja kick the other door shut. And his like back just cracked. Just like, boom! It sounded like breakfast cereal. And he laid there screaming for about a half hour. That was funny as hell. I mean, obviously under the premise that we were helping him.
Well, seriously, I mean, that's what we do, right? We magic farmer solutions for people. We create a system of integrated solutions.
For about a week or so, he was maybe 2 inches taller.
But
after that,
do you remember what happened to his twin double that was created as a result of that split? When those two bodies, one was extrapolated out and started flying through this other nether region realm, that's like, oh look, dragons and ninjas and turtles, oh my.
Yeah, I think, but then we canceled that show, and that door shut.
Aww. But I do believe the Invisible Ninja throat-kicking high EW is still floating in that universe.
He is.
I think so.
He is. You, between you and I, we know enough psychics that we can tap back into that world anytime we want, in many different worlds. Those astral plane people we know.
Ooh, the ethereal plane, where all the sparkles come down and are filled with blood rain.
Everybody's farting rainbows. It's
beautiful. Ooh, rainbows. Yeah, because, you know, everything just, like, bounces and then bounces. Did you know what happens when they take a body? It bounces once and two, and then it flops.
You ever seen Dolly Parton in concert? That's a lot of bouncing.
That's yes. And Linda Carter.
Oh my God.
I like the Linda Carter. She's still awesome.
She is beyond awesome. She was, I remember when she was in her first stages of awesomeness, and they did one of those, oh God, what was the entertainment show back then? Not Entertainment Tonight or ET when everything got shortened to make it cool, like a whatever. There was a almost like a 60 Minutes type program, but they would cover movie stars every once in a while. And they showed her...
E?
No, there was they were long. We used entire words when I was younger. We didn't just E. We didn't TMV cafe. It would have been written out. We didn't. What's the other one? TMZ.
Eh.
The mouse zone. Whatever that stands for.
We do eh.
Eh.
Eh on that one.
Or actually, you guys just do Z, right?
Z Z Z Z Z Z to the max, as it were.
I'll zed the hell out of you.
I'm trying to remember the name of the dang movie where she was like butt naked on.
Oh, yes.
It was a like a Natural Born Killers type movie, like Californication, that sort of thing.
I think so.
Crap.
Or it might have been a musical. I'm not sure. I didn't care. It
definitely wasn't a musical.
I heard music.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm not going there.
And
was
here's
it Bobby
the thing.
Joe and the Outlaw?
Yes, on Broadway. Here's the thing I'll say about that. What I was going to say is I saw on some interview, and she was on a trampoline the whole time, like working out, you know, and they were showing like how she got in shape for like all the Wonder Woman stunts, and she was on a trampoline, and we didn't have like, you know, TiVo back then, or even ways to videotape that stuff, but I still have it in my head. And I play it back at least twice a week.
We had videotape, which after you played it five times, that's not where that's supposed to be. What? Yeah. Who? Who? What? What? I can't get the... sort of thing.
I liked when either you fast forward or rewound, and it sounded like you were molesting. Yeah. Well, no, when you put it on the high speed, and it was like you were molesting a blender. It was like... Wah!
Oh, yeah. And when you put it on the middle speed or whatever, it sounded like chipmunks going,
Yeah. And then when you would like click it off, it would go, chunk, chunk.
Yes.
Like a bad, what is that? Not NCIS. Again, what's with the damn letters today, people? Spell it out.
Acronyms. People's is getting stupid.
Law and Order. Like that noise in Law and Order. Chung, chung.
Really? Never watched it, so don't know.
I just know the noise.
Oh, okay. But what about that time we got Elise Draper?
That's all the time.
Isn't it?
That's all the time. That was...
Sorry.
In the glory days of Magic Farmers Incorporated, you have to still have some of those.
Well, yeah. I still have them. Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. I can never forget. Now, anytime anybody says mayonnaise, I think of Elise Draper.
I hear her voice saying, mayonnaise.
You cannot? After that?
Southern Belle accent, yeah.
Exactly. It's like, that was the... titillation tip of funny.
You could prank Elise just by giving her difficult words. And she, by the way, she's one of the most intelligent people you'll ever meet. But when we were doing comedy together, I guess the goofiness overran everything else and screwed with her brain. I remember that she had the word homogenous. We gave her the curveball word of homogenous.
Homogeneous.
And when she's going through her sentence, her lines or whatever, she pronounced it homogeneous.
Yeah. And then there were a couple of other variants. But we won't go into those.
No. But I think after she said homogeneous, I started doubting homogeneous. Because I thought that I like the other one better.
Well, yeah, homogeneous is actually a much more friendlier sounding term. It sounds like things that work together. Homogeneous.
Well, it's like the next evolution. You know, you had a Homo sapien. Where do you go from there? Homogeneous.
Yeah. Actually, Linda Carter does sing.
Does she?
Yeah, apparently she has this whole entire career thing as a singer.
Naked?
No, not naked.
Oh.
In various, very Gladys Knights and the Pips outfits.
And here's the thing about Linda Carter. And I highly suggest this to everybody, male and female. Let's not draw lines in the sand, male and female.
No lines.
Get on your Google searches. Find Bobby Joe and the Outlaw, or whatever it is, or EW and the Teletubbies, whatever movie it was she was in, and find those scenes. You know the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Those scenes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is what real women look like. This is way before enhancements.
Before they were even available.
Yeah. Before they had even invented enhancements or airbags or whatever they're called.
Flotation devices.
Flotation devices, all that kind of stuff. This is what a real woman looks like. So in some ways, you almost want to take that tape, that film, and you want to take a Linda Carter and put them on display in like the Smithsonian and say, this is the way it used to be.
And the way it could be again.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anymore. Because I think that we rely too much on the plastics. So, and people are getting them younger and younger. So we don't even give you a chance to see if you can match Linda Carter.
Did you know there was an episode where she fights a devil monkey?
Get out of town. You know what this is?
There is. I'm looking at the picture right now.
You're doing a Loki on me.
No.
This is April Fool's Day stuff. You're going to get me all excited telling me that Wonder Woman fought Devil Monkey. Devil Monkey!
Devil Monkey!
And I'm going to go and check it out, and you're going to sit there and laugh your little Toronto butt off at me.
Well,
he fell for it. And I'm Canadian.
I'll do that anyways.
That's true.
Because, you know, I'm just a zombie like that. I do that sort of thing. But by the way, she did. I was surprised.
Fought a devil monkey.
She fought a devil monkey in an episode.
Naked?
No. Unfortunately not. Whoa, there she's getting it up. Wow. All right, interesting.
Is there a sequel called Devil Monkey and the Outlaw?
I think so. I think it's Devil Monkey and Bobby Joe, and they're all a bunch of outlaws. Hey, she's flying. Sorry, I'm distracted. I have to stop that. Yeah. So
she fights, now, in all seriousness, don't jerk me around. You know how gullible I am. I believe everything you say. And I mistrust everybody. That's a known fact. Everybody knows that. Anybody who knows me knows he doesn't trust me. And I make that clear. But not you. Not you, Zombie Zach. You know I trust you 100% on everything you say. So if you're telling me right now Wonder Woman fought a devil monkey, Devil Monkey!
Yes.
I'll believe you.
Seeking independent confirmation just for your personal interest on that. Because,
from a non-partial third party?
From a non-partial party of the third part. Somebody who is not me.
Okay.
Who has probably watched every single one of those episodes on disc and probably has worn out the disc, which is hard to do.
I'll wait here. I'm going to wait for that confirmation.
So he's like, going and
can
doing
you tell me who this person is?
Well, he's one of our chat room regulars, Jack. I'm sure he'll look it up. He's got an answer.
Jack would know. I if Jack confirms it, I'll believe it.
If anybody knows it, Jack knows it.
I agree. I dig Jack's research on such things.
So we're going to wait for that response.
He is like a modern day Encyclopedia Brown
of entertainment visuality. Yes. Yes.
Visualnesses.
So now I want to throw it. You remember the David Dunwoody? The day that we like made him wear the lettuce?
He became the poster boy for Red Robin.
Yeah. It's like, I was wondering what the hell was a Red Robin? And it's like, well, it's over there. It's like, okay, let's go.
That's it. Yeah. No, the Dunwoody.
The Dunwoody.
Yeah. Now, there is photographic evidence of that. I've seen it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've seen it. It should be out there. Even on... Well, you can't tell because your face space is messed up.
Well, I just get back in again, and then it's like it'll be screwed up in 20 minutes again. But I won't worry about that right now because I've got my magic powers looking at other things right now.
Are there other things other than face space?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Are you on Twinker? Are you Instant Spam?
I don't do the Instant Spam yet.
No?
But I do a Twinker.
Yet.
I said yet. Because apparently... Ha! Keenan thinks I've made that up. But I actually have photographic evidence copy comp pictures.
Of which one? Of Wonder Woman?
Of Wonder Woman fighting a devil monkey.
Devil monkey! Or of Dunwoody with the lettuce?
Well, I have the Dunwoody with the lettuce. I tell him about it every year around 2 weeks from now.
There you go.
Yeah. And he goes and says, oh, I don't remember that.
No, he wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't imagine he would because it was like the lettuce was creeping up behind him and like every once in a while I would tap him on the shoulder and he'd look and it's like, somebody tapped him on the shoulder. Who was it? It's like, nobody. Just let us be what we are.
It was like a head of lettuce that you would see on a nutritional episode of Sesame Street.
Ooh, speaking of Sesame Street, have you seen the whole bunch of promotional videos that has featured the Cookie Monster?
Lately?
Yeah.
No.
There's like one where the Cookie Monster is self-help guy. It's like, you have problems, you come talk to me. Oh, so what you're saying is, be the cookie. Yeah. Be the cookie. Oh, and do you remember the time The Walking Dead played a prank on me by making Carol talk about cookies?
Yes.
Like, what the hell, man?
It was... I watched the episode, and I was waiting. I mean, halfway through her speech, telling this little dude... that if he ever told the secret of whatever they were doing, she was going to take him out of his bed at night while he slept. And he would wake up tied to a tree outside the wall where they were. And they would come and eat him and tear him apart. And no one would hear him scream as they just devoured him and turned him into one of them. Or he could keep his mouth shut and have cookies.
Cookie, please. I want cookie. Can I have a cookie?
And I said, somebody's about to be sued. Because right now, Zombie Zack is on speed dial to his lawyer. That's...
Where's my cut?
You cannot give a speech like that, combining zombies and cookies, and think you're going to get away with it.
Precisely. That is my shtick.
That is it was a hell of a nod to you. You got to admit that was. I haven't seen a nod like that since Spain, and then a bunch of other countries joined in on No Pants Day as a tribute to the Funky Werepig when I did that show. It was in the No Pants Zone, and then all of a sudden I found out worldwide people celebrated a No Pants Day in my honor. So that I thought was a big tribute. But then when they had Carol give the Zombie Zack tribute, I went, well, that's like national TV. It's like one of the hit shows. It's one of the big ones.
I know. I expect some royalty checks coming in any time now.
Definitely.
But there's a heated discussion going on in the chat room about the devil monkey who showed up in the Wonder Woman episode.
Okay.
Keenan is saying, it's a gorilla. Jack is agreeing with me, it's a devil monkey. So it's like it works, it counts. It's independent verification of verificity.
It could be some sort of there is a huge difference between some kind of satanic primate and the devil monkey.
Okay.
You know, so it's like there are a lot of blackbirds, but not every blackbird is like a crow. You know what I mean? Is like a raven. So it could just be a satanic primate.
Could be like a forefather, or like an independently offshoot cousin of some sort. Yeah.
Yeah, offshoot cousin. I mean, it happens. It happens. But devil monkeys are a very specific blend of oh shit, here it comes.
And oh shit, there it went. It's like, holy crap, we're staying over here.
There's some things that my next project coming up.
Ooh. You have a project coming up. Can you say anything about it?
Oh yeah.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Say some stuff
two.
About it.
I have two. One's been on the back burner because I had a project that I'm eager to get off the ground this year. And that was a major focus.
Does it involve any kind whatsoever of variety of, let me think if I can get this, marmalade?
It could.
Oh, good.
It could. It very well could. I will tell you, it does have an armadillo. Does
Ooh,
that count?
That's cool. Armadillos are weird looking.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty psyched about it. I don't think armadillos are used enough today in the entertainment arts.
Like, seriously, it's like only Texas seems to think they have them. They exist all over the place. They're usually hiding. Usually most of them are ninjas.
I will give you a hint. This armadillo lives in Transylvania.
Ooh, a Transylvania armadillo.
Yes, sir.
Does he wear armor?
His name is Juan.
Juan, the Transylvania armadillo who doesn't wear armor.
He has the armor. I mean, they, you know.
Well, it's good because being armorless would be like, hey, what happened to my arm?
Yeah, then you'd just be like a hairless, you would just be like a really skinny pig.
Yeah.
I think that's what an armadillo would look like if it had no armor.
Ooh, what's that other thing that everybody confuses for a rat? Possum.
EW.
Possum.
I throw it in there.
Don't.
He can't say anything.
He can't. You know, he's been tied up.
Is he not allowed to speak during your show?
He's been tied up. Somebody tied him up.
It's. I know when I had my show, I would beg him every night. Every night I had my show, please jump in freely and just talk and share whatever you need to share. And just, I'll shut up. Just go. I would love for you just to talk throughout my show and be a part of it. And every night I did my show, EW said, nope, I refuse to come on. I don't like you enough. That's what he would say. And I would beg him. I'd say, dude, it's just me and the guest. We would like, just jump in anytime you want. No. No. I shun you.
Well, you know, he is that kind of guy.
He is. He is.
He's a Texan fella.
Haters gonna hate.
And the rest of us are gonna carry on.
Yep. Yep.
And hit everything else with sticks.
Hit it with a stick?
Yeah.
But no, so I had this one priority project, and I'm still gonna do it this year. I just, what happened was a curveball project came in.
Uh oh.
With a specific time limit to it.
Uh oh.
It said, we need to take the king chair right here. We need to sit in the big boy chair, get the biggest dish of SpaghettiOs. Everybody else has to wait. We want it now. So that's how I began this year. I finished the Funky Werepig show in December, and I had a book come out.
What was the book?
I can't even remember.
Something about Johnny?
I haven't even bought a copy. I have no idea.
Really?
It's no, I haven't.
Oh my goodness!
I should buy it. I hear it's good.
I've heard good things.
It was. I have. Let me Google search. I have a note written somewhere. Hold on. It's called Johnny Midnight Tales.
Yeah, there's a Johnny. I knew there was a Johnny in it.
Yes, yeah, Johnny Midnight Tales. It's about this this guy who's kind of like the Elvis Presley of the paranormal world. So he really doesn't care if he catches a ghost or finds a chupacabra or anything. He's just in it for the ratings and the chicks.
Well, why wouldn't he be? I mean, what else is there to do it for?
So he is like the first rock and roll star of the paranormal, you know, field.
Rock and roll and, paranormal!
And this first book with him in it kind of throws him on a path that makes it a little bit more personal for him. He kind of hits him in the new news. Because he's used to just doing these bullshit stories, you know. He didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't, like I said, he's just in it for the ratings and the chicks, you know. But then a paranormal thing actually happens that really involves him
and changes the world for him.
Yeah, it messes up, turns it upside down, and makes him have to act not like an ass clown. You know?
Wait, he's got to grow up.
He gets paid for acting like an ass clown. And then something happens that has to bring him back down to earth where he's just got to be Johnny, you know.
Dude, that sounds harsh, man.
It's harsh, but it's also a comedy. So it's
okay.
It's you know, there's a lot of laughs in it, but from what I've heard, I haven't read it.
Well, that sounds like a spectacular conceptual idealization.
I hope it is. I hope it would be. I hoped it was. But again, you know, I don't pay attention to those things. I know it's out there somewhere. I've seen it on Amazon. Someone sent me a link once. I've seen it on Amazon. You can find it there.
I sent you a link once.
Maybe you were the one. Maybe you're the one who sent me the link. It's I know. I remember writing it, but past that, you know, once the book came out, I got people who take care of those things. I don't. I have to move. I'm moving that way.
Right.
I have time.
It's all the anchovies you've eaten, right?
And I don't even like anchovies.
Seriously.
But
who does? I bet you EW does.
EW does. Yeah, I could smell it on his breath when he would shoot me denials during my show.
Yeah, he's always struck me as the type of person who'd be an anchovies guy.
Mm-hmm. Coming in, going.
That was too much information for me.
It's EW part. We're talking about.
This is true. I mean, he is the too much information kind of guy.
Yeah. But what the hell were we talking? Oh, so that there, and then there was that there, and those were last year.
Mm-hmm.
So those two that there's were last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was already jumping into this new thing for this year. And then the other thing came through and said, wait, I have to go first. Like a rude person at the DMV. I just stepped right in front of it and said, wait, I go first.
Or the older sister in the bathroom.
Oh.
Like, seriously?
That is
knock,
why.
Knock, knock, knock. Why do I? Yeah. What? I want to go. Well, I'm in here. Knock, knock, knock. I'm still in here. No.
Yeah.
I got
to
go.
You don't understand. I have to. That is why I told my parents right off the bat, I am firstborn or I don't play.
Exactly. Homie, either don't play that.
Yeah. I am either firstborn or it's a no go.
All right. It's either firstborn or I ain't coming out.
Exactly. I'll wait. Mm-hmm. I'll wait all damn day. I'll be here. You'll know where to find me.
It's like, yep, I'm not coming out unless I'm first.
Yep.
Oh, I'm first? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it was a tough negotiation.
Yeah.
But once we nailed it down that I would be first, I said, okay. Because I didn't want that older sister bullshit. I didn't want that bursting into the bathroom and it's mine. You don't understand.
Yeah, it's like a dark cloud, a miasma of just what the kind of thing floating always.
Yeah, and they those big sisters, especially like once they hit the teenage years and stuff.
Oh, that's the worst.
You got nothing. You got nothing. You are nobody. You are nothing. You got nothing. Mm-hmm. It is all about them.
Yeah.
I won't have it, so I didn't have it.
Well, you're lucky then. You're lucky. Not everybody gets to go and make that demand and say, carry through and get to there. Mm. So, I mean, that's good.
I highly recommend it. If you are a very young person about to be born, know your rights.
Seriously.
Know your rights. Stand up for them.
Choose wisely the path you're going to walk, because if you make a mistake on which direction to go, you just never know what's going to happen.
Unless you believe in reincarnation, there are no do-overs.
Exactly. Well,
can't call a do-over. Nope.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. I mean, if you do the whole reincarnation thing, you can do do-overs as many times as you want until you get past that snail thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, once you go snail, it's like, yeah, I'm just going to keep going up.
Yeah, that's a bitch.
Yeah, seriously.
I'll never do that again.
Yeah. So do you remember that time we had Goat Boy on? And then we told him that it's like, no, that's not the way you spell that. It's, or pronounce that, rather. It's aluminum.
Yeah, aluminium.
Aluminium.
Remember the time we dared him? This is, and I love Goaty. I love Goat Boy. He's such a cool guy, and creatively he's helped me out a billion times over. So I feel a little guilty with what we did to him. But we told him, people think you're cool if you have an English accent.
Right, mate.
And he's been trying to do that damn English accent ever since then.
Like, yeah. And it's like, he's pronouncing it just wrong. The words are like, no, man, you don't pronounce nuclear, it's nuclear.
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 And it's made of aluminium.
And they use aluminium sheathing. Yeah. And you don't use in the words. Like every third U in the third words, it's like no, you don't use those. Like
the dude's from Idaho or wherever.
Like yeah.
And he uses that Ponzi English accent and no one's buying it. But he thinks everyone's buying it. So no one's really had the balls to tell him yet, dude, you can drop the accent now.
Yeah, because we all know. We know it's not real. It's like it just comes out.
Yeah, we told him, cool people have it. He thought he should have it. We should tell him the joke's over.
No, we should probably just let it keep going until it's another couple of years. Yeah, let it go for another couple of years.
Let's do it. Let's make a pact right now here in the air, just between you and me, because no one else is listening. Nobody tell Goaty the English accent isn't working.
Yeah, it's like, come on, it's off, man. It's totally off. You've missed the whole slant of the way that the English goes. It's like, dude, you just gotta pull over another one and honk on that cow.
Yeah.
The bovine.
Yeah, maybe we'll throw him a real curveball next time and tell him, like, you know what's really in now?
Russian accents.
We're in. Russian accents are in.
Yeah.
Japanese accents. Do it.
Yeah, just keep saying domo arigato every time. It's like, what? People will just think you're cool.
Yeah. He would do it, too. He's very gullible.
He's an understanding and intellectual fellow who understands that we know things.
Time he called EW a wanker.
Seriously?
I don't know if he's calling him a wanker or if he asked and that's what the W meant.
The English wanker?
Yeah, the English wanker. That's EW.
EW. It's an English wanker. What?
That's what it stands for.
Yeah. And then there was that time we got Louise Bomer involved with the Ramones.
That one went overboard.
I know, a little bit.
Because then she got the haircut, then she bought the sunglasses, She's just there was like that 1 month where all she ever told people is I want to be sedated, and then they did.
Mm-hmm.
They helped her out and they put her away and she was sedated for a while.
Mm-hmm. But she had that really really cool like speedy wheelchair thing going with that. It's like had the flames painted on the side. It's like I want to be sedated.
It was a good look.
Yeah, it worked for
that.
It worked for
a good look.
Yep, totally worked.
Even today, if you say even just mention anything about the Ramones, you don't even have to say anything about Ramones. You can just name one of them, like just say Joey, and her left eye just starts twitching.
Oh, does it? I never got to see her left eyes twitch when she did that.
Yeah, next time you see her, just say something like just go, Joey Ramone.
How about Disco Joey?
Disco Joey.
Would that mess?
I
think that might go two ways.
That might actually be her safe word.
Ooh, I don't know. I'm going to stay away from that then.
That's probably a smart thing to do.
Yeah, but then Jezzy Wolf, she the pew pew girl,
pew pew girl,
and the Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
She enjoyed a good word that she couldn't pronounce.
And there are many.
There were at least a handful that I'm aware of.
There are many.
When we tried to get her to say Reykjavik, you know
where
that is.
She did.
She wrecked that Vic. Oh. Yes. And that was a Queen Vic, too.
Queen Vic.
Yes.
Wreck that Vic. She has strange hobbies.
Fuzzy ones.
Fuzzy ones.
With legs, just to clarify.
With legs. But not Devil Monkey.
No. And not to be confused with Tribbles, either.
No, Tribbles, no. Trouble with Tribbles. She, and then she puts them in weird places, like, you know. she likes ferrets. Let's not beat around the bush. She likes ferrets.
Mm-hmm. Well, who doesn't? They're cute.
And, you know, you can make a big box for them to play in. You can. Some people put, like, tubing together because they love to crawl through tubes and stuff. And Jezzy likes to have hers play in the fridge.
Mm-hmm. And
she'll just take handfuls of ferrets and throw them in the fridge.
And she tries to the mind control thing on them to make them go and bite their mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mom has some cheese. Go get her. And then sometimes they'd go away, and sometimes they wouldn't.
And God forbid, God save the dude that has to open the fridge.
Ah! Ferret launch.
Ferrets in the fridge.
Have heard that song. Oh, we should probably
ferrets
do that song.
Ferrets in the fridge. Yep.
I even have a thing. Yes, I'm... Oh, crap. I should stop thinking things like that, because then I actually think those things through. Crap. Now I've got a song boarding in my head. Dag nabbit. Who put this devil monkey on my desk?
You're good at lyrics and poems. Aren't poems kind of just lyrics without music?
Yes. Some of them even have no meter or rhyme. Some of them just are scary as all the time.
That doesn't make any sense. No rhyme.
Some of them are in other languages, too. I mean, like, holy crap. Have you ever tried to read Latin poems?
No.
It's just weird.
No, I'm going to admit right here, and I don't care who knows it, I do not, have not, and shan't not. Shan't.
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 Yeah. Damn it.
Damn it. Janet.
Janet. Shan't.
Yeah.
Read Latin poetry.
I tried.
Can you read Latin?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
My son had 4 years of Latin. He, different years. Like,
well,
I had 3 years of French 1.
Ugh, hated French.
Yeah. And by the third year of French 1, I just said, I give up.
Well, I was thinking you would say French that.
Yeah, my son's actually had 4 years of Latin. Every year was a new class of Latin, like a Latin 1 through 4.
Yeah,
you know, like naming Led Zeppelin albums.
That's cool.
So, it is pretty cool. It is pretty cool. And and I remember asking him, out of all the languages you could pick, why did you pick Latin? And he said, just very matter of factly, because it's dead.
That's a great answer.
I thought that is a rock and roll answer. That's awesome.
I'm going to steal that answer. I always said it was because it was easier, because it was like the English derivative. Because French was always like, I hate French. Why do you hate French? Because the damn French teacher goes so gosh darn fast.
That's just showing off. I think that's the thing all French teachers do.
I know.
For me, I came out of French classes, and I remember some things. I know enough to get me in trouble. I know, and people who actually speak French kind of do that eye roll because they know what I'm trying to say, but as an American, I messed it up. But it still counts because you know what I said, damn it.
Yes.
You know, just because I didn't say it like you did. You know what I'm saying. What is it? Je suis maître tout-nu.
You have new diapers? What?
Something like that. It's very close. Je suis maître tout-nu somehow translates into something that says, like, I want to see you without clothes.
Oh.
So I remember that from French. Out of all the things they taught me, I remember that one.
Well, that's good quality information to be requesting there.
That's a good one. Mange ma montagne à la chienne. And that's the other thing I will say about French. That's the one thing I will say about French is it can sound kind of commanding, but at the same time, it always sounds romantic and or sexy.
I thought that sounded like it was who's shitting on the donkey.
It could mean that, though.
Oh, okay.
But in French, that still sounds sexy. Who is shitting on the donkey?
True, I guess. Yeah.
No, mange ma montagne à la chienne means eat my mountain like a dog. That's still sexy, even in American.
American.
Sexy. Eat my mountain like a dog.
Eat my mountain like a dog.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good one to remember.
Write it down. Keep it. It's yours.
I think I'll just record it and say go with it.
There you go. Mange ma montagne à la chienne. Yeah, that's a good one. And then j'habite dans la corbeille. That's I live in a trash can.
It's interesting, but you've remembered more French than I do.
Well, and again, why did I learn these phrases? What the hell is this lady teaching me?
Yeah, because where do you use it down there?
Yeah, where would I use « Je suis pomplemousse dans la plage »? 18 pineapples are on the beach. What the hell does that mean?
You have 18 pineapples on the beach? Why?
Yeah, what happened to the 19th? Or it's grapefruit. It's pineapples or grapefruit. I've gotten conflicting stories. But whatever it is, it's some kind of bulbous fruit on a beach, on the sand. Why do I need to know that? Why have I retained that? That's the more important question. Why have
because
I retained that?
He who has the more pineapples on the beach has more ammunition to throw at the others.
There's going to be a day, because I believe in facts like this. There's going to be a day, whether it's a game show, and that's for Triple Jeopardy, or terrorists are going to grab me, and they're going to say, "You going to have any last words?" And I'm going to say, "Je suis pomplemousse dans la plage," and they're going to go, "Oh my God, he's the guy who knows. You know about the 18 pineapples."
See?
And I'm going to say, "We." And they're going to go, "Oh," and I'm going to be the one that gets let go or become their boss. Because I knew about the 18 pineapples.
It's like knowing what the three seashells do.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know. Those dang dirty aliens, they're like everywhere.
Listen to the ocean.
No, don't listen to the ocean. Whatever you do, don't listen to the ocean. It's a trap.
Whoa. Just look at the flowers.
That was a trap.
It got him right in the throat. J'habite dans la corbeille.
Precisely. I don't know, but I think the aliens tried to zap me there so I wouldn't let out the secret.
I think that they'll do that. They'll right through the Skype.
But damn it, we're going to keep going.
Anybody who thinks the aliens don't run Skype, you're a fool. You're a fool. You don't have to be that guy from Ancient Aliens with the hair that connects to the outer space world and the spray tan that he only does his face but never his hands.
Spray tan. That shit's funny.
Yeah. You ever notice that? That Giorgio Dimitriadis, whatever the guy from Ancient Aliens, that every answer is aliens?
Well, we're not saying it's aliens, but you know what? It's aliens.
Aliens.
Aliens did it.
He retrofits shit so he's beautiful. He's beautiful. But you don't have to be that guy to know. Skype is run by aliens.
Yeah, Skype is run by aliens. And you know what those aliens want? They want complete and total dominance. Oh, no, wait, that's what I want. The aliens, they want just a small piece of your pituitary gland.
Where is that located?
I don't know. It's somewhere in the base of the brain or something like that. But it's like,
then why do they take the long way to get there?
They like to enjoy the trip. You know how they say the story? It's not so much the journey, the destination. It's about how you get there. It's so they like to search inside your nasal passages and then go down like through the esophagus. And
they
then,
go
like,
different. There's a longer. They do the super tramp thing. They take the long way home.
There's also then the other group, which likes to go backwards forward. So they like put you on the thing, then turn you over, and then they go, "Oh, look, exit hole. Let's go in that way."
Yeah, they do the old hokey pokey. That's what they do.
Well, they certainly poke the hell out of something now, don't they? That's just crazy stuff.
They put the left foot in, the left foot out, and they shake it all about.
Shiza. I hope they're not putting any feet in there.
Well, at least 1 or 2 feet.
Ouch. I don't want to know anybody who survived that. They had that movie about
that. Anybody home?
They had that movie about that, didn't they?
What's that?
Well, with the aliens, and they were investigating the cavity of some person, and then out popped a tentacle, and then after the tentacle came out, a whole world-consuming monster that went after the aliens, and it's like, oh, crap, this was a bad idea. We should get out of here.
Yes, I remember that movie. That was Bobby Joe and the Outlaw.
Yes, and Scott Baio gave them pink eye. And if I'm not mistaken, there was something about a cheeseburger as well.
When your latter-day claim to fame is that you have your own reality show, talking about Scott Baio.
Oh, he has a reality show?
He did for a while.
Oh, interesting.
I think it was like Chachi Loves Himself or something like that.
Well, it's kind of self-evident, wasn't it, with a name like Chachi?
And the highlight of that was him talking to an old girlfriend, and he said, "Whatever happened to us? How come we broke up?" And she said, "Are you serious? You don't know?" And he said, "No, why did we break up?" And she said, "Because you've got the smallest dick I've ever seen." And they kept it. You know, to me, I'm like, if I'm the executive producer of my own show about me, I cut that.
Well, maybe he's like Justin Bieber, where he's willing to take shit from Martha Stewart. Well, wow. She's been in prison now, so you know she's gangsta.
She is gangsta. She'll pop a cap.
She's
and
totally
sew it back on.
And she'll shiv you.
She'll shiv you.
And she'll even shiv
a
Disha.
With a decorative Christmas shiv.
Yes. That you can then double as a fork.
There you go. As a pie scoop.
Yeah.
So that was, his Comedy Central roast. Did you see it?
Bieber's?
Yeah.
No, I saw some highlights and heard some bits, and it's like, there is no way in hell I was watching this show. It might be very funny. Oh, so why'd you dump Selma, the Selena Gomez? Oh, was it because she got a mustache before you did? That made me laugh. That made me laugh.
Basket in the foul on that one. That's a
yeah.
Good one. That's she. I usually watch those. I had not done Comedy Central, but as a comic, you know, every once in a while you do these roasts and whatever, and they're fun events. So they're a fun gig, and they've been around forever. Dean Martin used to do them all the time. He had the best ones.
I used to watch all those.
Yeah, they were really good. And then I watched a couple on the Comedy Central. But then, like, the past few have just been, I don't know, kind of self-serving and boring. And then when I saw it was Justin Bieber, I went, do I really want to see guys insult him for an hour and a half?
And then at the end of it, he apologizes for being such a dink. It's like, okay, this smacks so much to me of media market manipulation.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, this whole thing was a setup so that they can people have feels for him?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the past couple ones have been like that, where, like, at the end you just kind of go, you know, like they pick somebody who, you know, is an ass loaf, and then by the end of it you're supposed to have some kind of sympathy for him. So it's, I like the old days where they would just have a dude up there and he could take it and you could take it. They just start swinging.
Yeah, that's what you do. I just had to check it out.
We should do a celebrity roast on the TMV Cafe, the celebrity roast of EW.
I think so. I think we should.
The celebrity roast of English Wanker.
English Wanker?
Let's do it. There should be a special night. Like, put it on a Friday or Saturday night. Hype the hell out of it. The TMV Cafe special roast of EW Bart Fart, or whatever his last name is.
Did you know that they did a roast for Flavor Fav?
Yes.
And Larry the Cable Guy?
Yes. Yes.
And Joan Rivers? Well, that one I would understand.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
Sorry, I just had to look it up to see who was who.
Who's the Baywatch?
Pamela Anderson in London.
Oh, my God. That one was hilarious. That was hilarious. That was when they had really good roasters. Now they just kind of pull in a few hack comics and then...
Who the hell is Lady Bunny?
Lady Bunny.
She was one of the roasters. Oh, my God.
For
That's really big hair.
For last night?
No, for Pamela Anderson. She's an American drag queen.
Hmm. EW would know her then.
And disco singer.
There you go. Yeah, that's the trifecta. Wow.
Okay. I was surprised by that. Random information that I get to learn because I'm looking at random things because that's what I do.
The Pamela Anderson one, if you ever get a chance, pull it up and watch it. There are some great, great bits. Just they were brutal and funny because she used to be with, what's his name, Tommy Lee.
Uh-huh.
And obviously everyone has seen his schlong because they did the porn tape together.
And her bits too.
And her bits too.
Yeah.
And was it Lisa Lampanella had a great line. She said, Tommy Lee once whipped out his wanker for her, and she didn't know whether to kiss it or give it a peanut. I thought that was a brilliant line.
It is. Not one that I would ever have pulled out aside and said, hey, do this, but hey.
It worked for her.
Exactly. And it probably worked for Pamela.
Probably worked for Pamela.
And probably for Tommy, but he's probably like, what? Oh, someone's on my trunk.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
They could.
Could. They might have even gone with the other aspect with the chipmunks, too.
Me, I want a hula hoop.
Yeah, okay.
Simon!
Okay.
I'm confused.
Chipmunks.
Oh, all righty. I was more going for the nuts.
Oh. Squirrels got your nuts?
Squirrels got my nuts.
Is that the problem? Is that what's going on
here? That's what I think was happening. That's why I think that voice started with people. It's like, what the hell? Squirrel got with the nuts. Like, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You got a converter thing for doing that, don't you?
Nope. I just have a really tight pair of underwear.
Oh! I did not need to know about that. Well, see, I had a whole long list of other people we pranked in the past, too, but it's like, well, we only got a few more minutes left in the show.
It goes fast.
I know.
It goes fast. Do you even still play your song halfway through? Do you take a music break anymore?
Usually do, but when I have a guest, it's like, well, if it's like a lag in the conversation or like one of those times where it's like, my throat needs a rest, I want to play a song in the middle.
I understand that. Do you still end with that kick-ass song?
Yes.
Do you?
With the elephants. The elephant. Yes.
The elephant. My son loves that. My son still talks about it all the time. He
awesome.
Loves the elephants.
Yay, elephants. Because who doesn't like elephants?
Lisa Lampanelli.
Apparently not. And apparently a lot of public people who is like, yay, circuses don't have elephants anymore. It's like, what?
Well, that's the torturous aspect of it. That's
true.
But I do like the elephants. And no one ever says, devil elephant! No one ever says that.
True. But not to be indelicate, but I saw this one video where lions in the savannah were taking out this crocodile, and I was thinking, oh, okay, that's interesting. It's a neat little fighting situation. And then the camera pans over to where the rest of the lions are. They're eating a freaking elephant. It's like, why are you attacking the crocodile? That elephant's got enough meat to feed an entire pride of elephants. What? Greedy sons of guns.
Greed. Greed.
It's like, what the hell, man?
That would be cool, though. That's like one of those deadliest warrior matchups.
I know.
Lion versus gator.
But the gator did not fare too well when three lions were jumping on him. And they jumped. I was surprised. Like, you know how kitty cats, you see those little cute and cuddly little kitty cat videos like, ah, kitty jumps? You see a 300 or 400 pound lion do that? Holy crap, that's impressive.
Freaking elephant.
Exactly.
Why did the gator just go back out in the water?
That's also one of the things I kept thinking. They ripped this gator apart.
Put it in reverse, gator. Lions hate water. Get to, like, moonwalking. Get back in the water there.
Exactly. And I was kind of surprised why they didn't use the tails. Like, that thing's got a lot of weight and surprise on it. You smack the backside of a cat like that, it's like, it smacked me with its tail. I can't
dumb
bear
gator.
The shame.
Stupid, stupid gator.
I don't think it was one of the smartest gators out in the creek.
Mm-mm.
No. Oh, well. So, we're getting close to the end of the show. Appreciate you coming on and having this fun with the April Fool's thing, because, you know, it's like April 1st is just... It's actually like 3 years ago we started the show around this time.
Really?
Yeah. It was like the beginning of April whenever the show was originally started.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's kind of what I said, too. Well, I said some other words as well, but it meant the same thing.
Here's the coolest thing about your show. Well, yeah. Not maybe the coolest, but one of the cool things about your show. I can't believe it's been 3 years already, but at the same time, it seems like you've been on forever, that you've been part of our lives forever.
3 years.
It's that combination of, wow, 3 years already, and it's only been 3 years. You have been here since the beginning of time.
I feel like I have been here since the beginning of time. In a good way. And then time keeps saying, yeah, what the hell, man? Why have you been here? Move. Shake the rump and go somewhere. I'm thinking it might be time to I don't know.
It happens. Mm-hmm. It happens. Sometimes you just say, you know, I got to move on to the next thing. I got to move forward. So, you know where I'm going to be moving forward? And maybe we could move forward together on this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time we either do Devil Monkey, the movie, or
yes.
Devil Monkey, the musical.
Ooh, a musical.
Devil Monkey!
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
We need to, you know, along the lines of like, not like a Sharknado and really make it a farcical kind of thing. though I do remember when Piranha came out, 3D or whatever, that had some brilliant parts.
Oh my gosh, that had some awesome bits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Jerry O'Connell's so proud.
Yes,
the fact
that's all
that
you have to say.
His piece was the first one in 3D on screen. So it's like,
yes.
Oh my God, that's just funny.
Coming at you. But something that would maybe be the next evolution of those types of movies, taking a whole nother step forward, and that should be Devil Monkey.
Mm-hmm. With a splash of garlic. I'm in.
You in?
Totally.
All right.
Totally.
That will be, once I get rid of the very rude project that said, the big sister project, I said, you got to pick me first. It's me. Once that's out the door, which should be in the next couple weeks, once that's out the door, then I want to concentrate on a Transylvanian flavored project I have. And Devil Monkey is a must. It has to be done.
His ruminations and general kind of swish needs to be expressed to the west of the world.
People need to understand the Devil Monkey. It is one of the most underrated urban creature myths ever. And no, it's everyone's like too busy with Bigfoot and stuff like that. No one concentrates on the Devil Monkey. They go, like, the Jersey Devil? No, that's a different thing. This is the Devil Monkey. Does the Jersey Devil fling lava poo?
Yeah.
It does not.
Seriously.
The Devil Monkey does. It flings lava poo.
And within the lava poo are the bacterial incrustations that lead into more Devil Monkeys.
Oh, it is a hell cluster.
It's a cryptoid kaleidoscope.
Of lava poo.
Of lava poo.
So that's I think that's something that needs to be explored.
I agree.
People do not pay enough attention to Devil Monkeys flinging lava poo. I'll say that right now to everybody, nationwide, worldwide, across all 51 states.
51 states. Don't forget the state of intoxication.
That's right.
My favorite state,
Canada.
Yeah, no. We don't state. We elaborate.
And collaborate.
We and often collaborate. And intoxicate. And I'm not going with the next one that came up to mind.
YOLO.
YOTU. But on that merry note, I just wanted to say thanks for coming on to the show.
Dude, loved it. This is the first time I've done the radio stuff since, the Where Pig Went Bye-Bye. This is the first, and I couldn't pick a better show and a better buddy to come back and say, this is fun. This is fun shit.
Awesome. And that's how I feel about it. That's why I like having people I like on the show. And I'm planning on having more people on the shows. Because I like having people on the shows. It's like, wow, you're different. And then move on.
There you go.
I know. So I think it's about that time in the show. Then we ask the old EW, the English Wanka, to go and roll the end credits after I say it. Everybody, come on and join us on After Rod on TMV every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, and on the Facebook, and on the Twinker, and on all those other things that's going, because we are going to take over the world, and it's going to be huge, and it's going to be, the world's going to get smaller, and the universe is going to expand, and we are going to encompass and to take over all of it. Thanks for jumping on the show, people.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.